Welcome to Ship It with AI. Today we're unpacking a paper called Polaris, a framework that aims to let small language models act like self-improving agents by using what the authors call a Gödel agent approach and experience abstracted policy repair. Why does this matter? Small models are everywhere in production, on phones, endpoints, and in privacy-sensitive systems, but they're brittle. When they make a mistake or behave unsafely, you can't always send everything back to a giant model for a fix. The central question for this episode, how can a constrained model detect its own failures, summarize them, and patch its policy reliably without massive compute or human overhaul? Jamie, give us a plain language definition of a Gödel agent and what experience-abstracted policy repair actually means. Use an analogy if you can. Make it tangible for listeners.
Sure. At a high level, a Gödel agent is an agent that can reason about itself. Think of it like software that can inspect its own rules and say, I just did X, which contradicts my safety rules, so I should change how I decide next time. It's inspired by self-reference ideas, but implemented practically as a loop. Sense, reflect, propose a repair, and apply it. Experience-abstracted policy repair is the repair step made efficient. Instead of storing every logline verbatim, the system compresses incidents into abstracted experiences. The gist: inputs, failure type, and a compact representation of why it went wrong. Using those summaries, the model generates candidate policy patches, validates them on held-out cases or quick tests, and then applies the one that fixes the problem without overfitting to noise. A simple analogy: imagine a ship mechanic who doesn't memorize every single engine hiccup, but keeps concise maintenance notes. When a pattern emerges across ships, they write a short patch and test it on a small boat before rolling it to the whole fleet.
To add the practical angle, picture a customer support bot running on an enterprise server or an on-device assistant. One day, it starts exposing policy-sensitive info or giving unsafe troubleshooting steps. You can't just retrain a giant model in the cloud. That's slow, costly, and might violate data residency. Small models need on-the-fly policy fixes, quick patches that prevent repeated unsafe responses. Polaris-style repair is attractive because it targets the model's decision policy directly, can run with limited compute, and aims for sample efficiency so you don't need a huge labeled data set. But it also has to be careful. A hasty patch could break benign behavior.
Great framing. So to keep the episode focused, we'll cover three things. First, the context and prior work that led to Polaris. Second, the mechanics, how experiences are abstracted, how repairs are generated and validated, and third, the real-world implications and safe deployment practices. Up next, we'll dive into the technical details step by step.
Okay, let's unpack Polaris top to bottom. At a high level, it's a loop with three modules: an experience collector, an abstraction or compression stage, and a repair generator validator that outputs policy changes. The collector logs incidents, not raw chats. Then abstraction turns those logs into structured, compact experiences. The repair generator proposes candidate fixes expressed as lightweight policy patches or decision rule edits. Finally, a validation step tests those patches on held out or simulated cases before applying them.
So three pieces: collect, compress into an abstracted experience, and generate plus validate a patch. Walk me through what an experience looks like. How do you compress an incident without losing the crucial signal?
Good question. The paper suggests several representation choices: template-based summaries, slots for input type, prompt context, failure mode, compact embeddings that capture semantic similarity, and causal traces that record which internal decision led to the outcome. In practice, you might keep a short structured record: user intent class, the prompt fragment, the observed unsafe output, and one-line failure reason. That's small, searchable, and preserves the why without logging full PII.
And how does Polaris avoid overfitting to noise, like someone trolling the system once versus a genuine recurring failure? What training signal or reward guides which patch gets accepted?
They use a validation pipeline. Candidate patches are generated, then scored on metrics such as repair success rate, does the failure stop happening, stability, does it break unrelated behaviors, and sample efficiency, how many incidents needed. The system uses holdout cases or synthetic adversarial examples to detect overfitting. Also, there's a confidence threshold and a rollback trigger. a patch must pass both positive tests and not increase false positives beyond a threshold.
That validation sounds compute heavy. On-device small LMs have tight budgets. What are the trade-offs between doing repair locally versus in the cloud? And how long does a patch cycle take? Minutes, hours?
Trade-offs are real. Local repair keeps data private and reduces latency for immediate fixes, but you're limited to lightweight generation and quick validation. Think rule edits or small policy overlays. Cloud-based repair can run heavier simulations and larger candidate searches. A practical hybrid is common. Detect and abstract locally, push summarized experiences to a secure cloud service for batch candidate generation and stronger validation, then push back signed, compact patches to devices. Patch cycles could range from near real-time, minutes for simple heuristics, to hours, days for extensive validation.
And what about failure modes when the abstraction drops critical context? If you compress too aggressively, you might create a patch that's wrong for edge cases. What deployment strategies reduce that risk?
Several safety strategies. Keep a fidelity budget for the abstraction. If an incident is high risk, save more context or escalate to human review. Use staged rollouts. First, shadow deploy the patch and monitor, then A/B test with small user slices, then full rollout. Also, maintain an audit trail linking patches back to original experiences so you can trace and revert if unexpected regressions appear.
Can you contrast this policy repair with just fine-tuning the model? When would you choose one over the other?
Policy repair is surgical. It changes decision logic or adds rule-like constraints without touching the whole model weights. That's faster, cheaper, and more interpretable. Fine-tuning updates parameters and can generalize, but requires more data and compute, and it's harder to revert or explain. Polaris-style repair shines when failures are repetitive and rule-like. Think consistent hallucination on a specific prompt pattern, or when you need low-latency, auditable fixes.
Okay, give us a concise walkthrough. Imagine a support bot that occasionally divulges internal escalation contacts, a privacy leak. Step by step, how would Polaris handle that incident?
Step 1, detection. The bot or monitoring flags an output matching a sensitive information pattern. Step 2, collection. The system records an abstracted experience, intent, escalation request, snippet of input, observed leak, failure type, leak, contact info. Step 3, clustering. Similar past experiences are grouped to see if it's a pattern. Step 4, generate candidates. The model produces patch options such as adding an output filter rule, changing the response template to omit contacts, or inserting a policy check before sending. Step 5, validate. Run the patch against held out examples and synthetic prompts to ensure it blocks leaks and preserves normal helpful responses. Step 6, staged apply. Shadow or small rollout with monitoring. If metrics pass, promote to full rollout. If not, revert and escalate to human review.
I like that. On monitoring, what specific signals should teams watch during a staged rollout? And how do you handle user experience regressions?
Key signals, rate of target failure occurrences, false positive rate on standard use cases, user satisfaction proxies, like shortened task completion time, and unexplained increases in retries. If a patch causes user regressions, you either narrow its scope, adjust thresholds, or revert. The transparency of patch rules helps diagnose whether it's an overbroad filter or a bad rule.
Before we move on, Jamie, what experiments or ablations would you run to validate Polaris-style repairs in a paper or in production?
I'd run ablations on abstraction granularity. Compare template-only, embedding-based, and trace-rich representations to see trade-offs in repair success and stability. Test generation methods, rule-based candidates versus model-generated patches. Also measure sample efficiency, how many incidents until a reliable patch. Finally, simulate adversarial logs to measure robustness against manipulated experiences.
And where do you see Polaris being most practical in the near term? Which industries or setups?
Edge devices with privacy constraints, regulated industries where auditability matters, and enterprises running specialized small LMs are prime candidates. Anywhere you need quick, explainable fixes without full retraining.
If Polaris works as described, what actually changes for teams running small LMs in production? What should engineering and product teams expect to do differently?
You'd shift from infrequent, heavy model retrains to a more continuous ops model. Expect new monitoring, Not just errors, but clustered incident summaries, roll forward and rollback tooling for patches, and human-in-the-loop gates for high-risk fixes. Practically, teams will need signing and verification for patches, staged rollouts, and tight telemetry to catch regressions. The benefit is faster fixes and better privacy, but the trade-off is added complexity in patch management and potential operational risk if a bad patch propagates.
From the research side, it changes the evaluation focus. Instead of only measuring final model accuracy, you measure repair success rate, stability over time, sample efficiency, and how repairs generalize across contexts. It also opens up hybrid approaches, combine lightweight rule overlays with occasional fine-tuning when patterns are broad. But there are unanswered questions about how well abstracted experiences capture edge cases and how adversarial actors could poison experience logs to induce harmful patches.
Mark, you mentioned operational risk. What best practices reduce that risk during rollouts?
Start small, shadow mode, then AB on a tiny percentage, automatic rollback triggers tied to key metrics, and mandatory human sign-off for high-impact patches. Keep an auditable chain from abstracted experience back to raw logs where permissible so you can investigate and reproduce. Also, budget for cloud-assisted validation for complex patches, local repair where possible, cloud validation when necessary.
And on the research side, we need stress tests, synthetic adversarial incidents, audits that replay real interactions, and ablations on how much context must be retained in an abstraction to preserve safety. We should develop benchmarks that measure both corrective power and absence of collateral damage. Does a patch reduce the target failure without increasing unrelated failures?
Let's talk ethics and regulation briefly. How should teams handle transparency and auditability when agents can self-repair?
Transparency is essential. Maintain immutable audit logs of patches, their provenance, validation results, and rollout history. For regulated environments, make repair proposals human-reviewable and record decisions. That supports reproducibility and legal compliance. Also, label when a response was affected by an automated patch versus model behavior to keep accountability clear.
I'd add technical safeguards, cryptographic signing of patches, rate limits on automated changes, and anomaly detection for suspicious patterns in the experience stream. Researchers should treat experience logs as another adversarial surface and design robust aggregation methods that resist poisoning.
Okay, time for a quick wrap. Three takeaways from this conversation. One, Polaris reframes fixes as lightweight, auditable policy changes rather than full retrains. Two, the abstraction and validation pipeline is the critical engineering hinge. Get that right and you get fast private repairs. Three, safety, monitoring, and transparency are non-negotiable in deployment. Now, one sentence forward-looking prediction from each of you. Where will Polaris-style approaches matter most in 12 to 24 months? Mark, you first.
Enterprises and edge deployments, think mobile assistants and regulated industry bots, will adopt Polaris-style repair to meet privacy and latency requirements while keeping a tight audit trail for compliance.
Researchers will use Polaris-style frameworks to build hybrid systems that combine compact, explainable policy overlays with occasional targeted fine-tuning, and will see new benchmarks for repair robustness and sample efficiency.
To finish, a quick reminder, the podcast is available on Spotify. Search for Ship It with AI. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.